Listen to this amazing chazal as you take off your tefillin. This is from the Medrash Shir Hashirim. Afal pi Yisrael oskim b'malachtam kol shel sheshes yamim. Even though Klal Yisrael is very busy working all 6 days, b'yom haShabbos, mashkimim u'bam lebeis haKnesset v'kar kriyishma. They get up early to go to shul. V'kaddish Baruch Hu, I'm skipping some words. V'kaddish Baruch Hu omer lehem banai. So what's Hashem's message to the Jewish people? On Shabbos, listen to this. Tnu daitchem, pay attention. Shlo tisnu zetze, don't hate each other. Shlo tikanu zetze, and don't be jealous of each other. Shlo tcharcharu, don't fight zeim ze. Shlo tvaishu zeleze, and don't embarrass each other. Right? So, beautiful words. Don't hate each other, don't be jealous of each other, don't fight with each other, and finally, don't embarrass each other. But what we want to point out is that those are all wonderful concepts, but it seems to be there's something special in the Medrash between Shabbos and those things. Hashem has this message that he tells the Jewish people. When does he say it, so to speak? He says it to us on Shabbos. This has to be understood. What's the connection between Shabbos and those eternal concepts, which of course on some level we have to live with all the time? We see, as the expression goes, that Shabbos is a time for Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Right? Shabbos is a time for Shalom. Shabbos is a special time that we have to work on Shalom between each other. And in fact, in Chazal, Shabbos is called Shalom. Shabbos itself, one of the shemes of Shabbos. It's like Moshe had seven names, so Shabbos has different names. One of the names of Shabbos is Shalom. So what's going on with this? So the Sefer Ma'amakim, again bringing down from Moshe Shapiro, Sefer Tzadik Livracha, explains this with guess which concept? The concept we've been talking about the last few times. Right? The idea of Sheshes Yamim, 6 days, and seventh day. Everybody remembers, Shesh represents the whole physical world, up, down, back, forward, right? North, east, south, west, up, down. Six sides of a cube. Six represents 6 days of creation. Six represents the whole physical world. Everything can be in the physical world. And the Nekuda Shvius, the seventh point, represents that interface between spirituality and physicality. Now let's think for a second how that could help us understand why Shabbos relates to peace, and why one has to make special efforts on Shabbos to be peaceful and loving with his friends and his family, children, wife, everyone he comes in contact with. Say hello, smile. Why? Because in the world of six, so to speak, that's a world of separation. I go to my work, you go to your work, right? And we conflict. We're competitive on some level. Even the best person competitive, you're building the world in this way, I'm building the world in that way, right? There's a special effort not to have friction. But on Shabbos, think about it for a second. When someone gets to the Nekudas Shvius, when someone's living in spirituality, when someone's living in an interface between the spiritual world and the physical world, right? That's a place of oneness. That's a place, that's like that point. That Nekuda, the Nekuda Emtzais, is a point where you're not living in a world of separation right now, and you're going to an inner world, a world of more depth, a world of more spirituality, where a lot of the differences which normally envelop us and eclipse us are away. And therefore, Shabbos is the special opportunity you have in the perspective of Shabbos and in the Ruchnis of Shabbos, in the Ashpa, the effect of Shabbos. This idea of Shvi is a time when you can really come lidei achdus, right? In simple man's terms, everybody understands physicality. The pasuk says, taiva yivakish nifrad. You think you go with your friend to a steakhouse and you're all, oh, what a great time everybody's having with each other. You're all looking for yourselves in that steak, right? You're not really interested in your friend having the best possible. If you want him to have a great taste time, it's only so because his having great taste will help you have a great taste, right? But really, taiva, the world of physicality is incorrectly equated sometimes with people coming together. But people really don't come together in the physical world. They look for themselves. Taiva yivakish nifrad. Ben Yon explains like that. But really, in the world of spirituality, it's a world of true friendship. If you think about it, when I get past my physical boundaries, I can see something in the physical. The Rambam, in fact, says in Perish Shmais, who remembers in Talmudic terms, what are Talmudic Chama called? Chaverim. Chaverim, they're called friends. Who friends? Talmudic Chama and a base medrash, people are really friends. You could sit with a guy in 8 years and a base medrash and learn with him and not know his family history. But you're real friendship because you're friends over something which is higher than yourselves. Chavrasam is a real Chabura, the Rambam says, I think in Demai, in Perish Mishnai. So Shabbos is a whole day when the whole Jewish people can appreciate this level, to be more spiritual, and through our spirituality, to reach a whole different level of peace with ourselves and with everyone else.